Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day and staying with me and our good friend Bill Dunkelberg. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, the chief economist for the NFIB, professor of economics at Temple University, our great friend, 12-year-plus Brain Trust member, and the founder and the engine and the brains behind the index for business for small business optimism, the gold standard of small business surveys. Bill, we're talking about the survey. The overall, as we said in the first segment, looks like overall sentiment of small businesses is grudgingly up a little bit, and you predicted in your commentary that it wasn't going to get much better the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think it probably, we'll just, again, I like your word grudging, it'll probably go up. There was one good sign that we haven't seen for a while, and that was a 6-point improvement and the net percent of people reporting positive earnings trends. Boy, we need that really badly.
Right.
And if we start really seeing that happening, that would be good news.
Now, that's a function of getting their organization tight and lean and mean,
right.
And
right.
This little grudging increase in sales that we're seeing.
Exactly.
It's a combination of those two things, putting a little more profit on the bottom line.
Exactly. So that's good. And so then you said capital spending. Well, that's the highest we've seen in years now. 54% reported that they actually made outlays in the last 6 months. That's up from 44% a year ago. It's a 10-point gain. It's very low for a recovery period. It's
right.
A recession-ish number, but still it's been headed up, again, very grudgingly. That's good. And so the plans held about 1 in 4 plan to make outlays. So that's going as well. So the capital spending side looks good.
And do you think part of the capital spending is businesses taking the opportunity when they have it to buy technology instead of hiring people? I mean, isn't capital spending's gain the labor market's lost in some places?
Well, it could be. It could be in some cases. I'm not sure how much of that's going on. I think a lot of the spending is just, we've been in two and a half years in the so-called recovery. Things wear out, and we've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Mm-hmm.
So when a machine dies, you do have to replace it, and when the truck dies, you have to replace it, and the longer we put things off, the average age of a vehicle on the road now is an all-time high.
I mean,
so I think a lot of it's just replacement stuff, and you have more and more if you keep putting things off.
Right.
But nonetheless, there's certainly technology is great. I gave a speech to Motorola people a few months ago, and I looked at the display area, and while I wasn't speaking, I'm astounded at what small businesses can buy.
Oh, yeah.
In a box that improves their productivity and lowers their operating costs.
And 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, they would have had to have hired someone or contracted with someone to do what that box does for them. So this is
okay.
It's exciting time.
Remember, in 1950, 11 million people were in agriculture, and far fewer people in the U.S. Today, only 2 million people. Again, but we don't have a lot of unemployed farmers standing around. I mean, these things change. So, that technological progress, that's good. We like that.
So
we'll be happy with
but
that.
But as connected with the capital spending is the capital situation, the credit markets, I should say. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, we saw an improvement in reports of how easy it was to get a loan. So that's continuing to get better, if you will. Nothing unusual there. On the loan demand side, we still have owners telling us they don't want a loan. 50% said they didn't want a loan. 30% said they got all the credit they wanted. And 7% said that they didn't get all the credit they wanted. The lowest that's ever been is in 2000. It was 4%, so that's as low as that gets. So we're not far off of that. And 15% didn't answer the question, which means they're not interested in loans. So that means two-thirds of the owners still say, I don't want a loan. And that squares with my experience at our bank.
Right.
And when I speak to the bankers, we don't have very many people coming in.
The problem with the economy today is not that small business owners can't get loans. And I've been saying this
exactly.
now. Bill, I've been saying this. You and I both have been saying this now for 3.5 years. Folks, don't let any politician fuss at the banks. Especially independent community banks, because if you're credit worthy and you can justify a loan, you can get a loan, and I've always been able to do that. Hey, Bill, I got to wrap it up.
4%.
I got to wrap it up. Thank you. Quickly though, you see the 2012 being marginally better than 11.
Yeah, I don't see that things are going to get worse unless there's some horrible surprise for consumers and they spend less and save more. We'll be doing okay this year. We'll keep moving ahead.
Thanks, Bill. We'll see you next month. Bill Duckenberg, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I promise. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.